know I want this town to be near you.
This is another one of those really long songs. Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show.
The 12-inch edition.
We stand alone, the three of us here. It is me, Tim Andrews from the Von Hessler Doctrine, Shani B from the Herman Cain Show, and Dr. Joe from his own show.
Oh my gosh, this is like a best of here.
It is. It's the best of Atlanta right now together, the three of us.
Wow.
That's it,
right? Man, if a bomb goes off now, end of Atlanta radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Now you got to watch TV.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing on, folks.
No, there ain't nothing on.
57 you know channels and nothing on.
That's
Bruce
good.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's from what, like 1991, right?
I know. Well, I'm old, so I remember.
I don't know, but it's great to be filling in for Mark Arum. He will be back on Friday. We'll have a special Mark Arum show prepared for you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to be Eric Erickson. And he's going to do a special cooking show just for WSB listeners.
Cooking on the radio.
It's going to be kind of interesting.
I know.
Because somehow he's going to broadcast from his kitchen in Macon.
Yeah, we're curious about that, aren't we? How is he going to make beans on the radio?
I don't know. And then once he eats them afterwards, we'll know how much he enjoyed them by...
They're good for your heart. There's a song about that, isn't there?
Yeah, a little poem.
Dr. Joe, you're a doctor.
That is right.
Are beans good for your heart?
Actually, they are.
Why do they make you fart?
Because they have a sugar in it called raffinose. And when raffinose gets into the, it feeds the bacteria in your colon, the bacteria produce methane gases, and that's what causes the gas. So what you need to do is, if you break down the raffinose, the sugar, then you don't have the problem with it.
So you can either... Beano?
Beano works because it's an enzyme, mm-hmm. which breaks down the sugar, or you can soak them overnight, and when you rinse them off, and that breaks down the raffinose, or you can do a little apple cider vinegar with them. Raw organic apple cider vinegar will do it, too.
Apple cider vinegar is a wonderful thing. Get the kind with the mother in it.
That's exactly right. It's got to be the good stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I get White House.
That doesn't
no.
Is that
work.
Not good?
Doesn't
no.
work.
No.
No. Got to get the raw organic.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. Because then the enzymes are still alive. And if you have something that's pasteurized, then the enzymes are dead, and then you don't have the raffinose reaction.
But see, I like eating beans and getting in an elevator.
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
So oh, you're that mean guy that gets in the elevator.
And then looks at the other guy and goes, Tim!
Dr. Joe, say excuse me.
Crop dust the elevator.
That's right.
Oh, geez.
Well, speaking of beans...
Coffee's for closers only.
That's right, coffee's for closers. So put that coffee down.
Ah, yes.
We're going to talk about coffee.
We can talk about coffee.
Because there's breaking news, right? I love coffee.
Everybody likes coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been some great news about coffee because I can't live without it.
Now, if I'm correct, the number one import into the United States is oil. And I think I'd heard the number two is coffee.
I did not know that.
I'm not sure. Petroleum products and then coffee, I think, is number
two. You mean we don't grow our own coffee in Alaska?
Both things make you go.
That's right. That's true. Only Puerto Rico, the only place I think that they grow. Oh, no. Hawaii, they grow coffee, too.
Kona.
Yeah,
yes.
Kona, yeah.
We are an energy-dependent nation.
Yes.
We need oil and coffee.
I had a doctor my general practitioner, that's what you call your doctor you go to, right?
Yes, your GP, yes.
My GP. I've seen the same doctor for 20 years. He's great. He's up in Sandy Springs. His name is Dr. Alex Richter. Love the guy. He told me years ago, drink as much coffee as you like. It's very good for you. Okay. And I didn't know that because it was still in the time when people were telling you that coffee is not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But coffee is good for you, right, Shani B?
That is what we are learning here, and if this ad would stop playing, I could tell you a little more about it.
Internet problems.
Ay, Dio mio. All right, we'll just mute it here. But there has been conflicting information about whether it's good for you or not.
Mm-hmm.
But now two new studies, including one of the largest of its kind, suggests that drinking more Java can help you live longer. Dr. Joe, this is great, because I'm going to live to be about 200 years
old. Yeah, you're never going to die, man.
So one of the scientists, this is interesting, this is Professor, we'll just call him Bob. Okay? He's a study author and director of the School of Public Health in Imperial College London.
Oh, yes.
And he says people who drank 3 or more cups of coffee a day had a reduced risk of death, no matter what type of coffee they preferred.
We found that the same results in 10 European countries. And for different type of coffee consumed, from the espresso to the Norwegian filter coffee, came out as associated with reduced mortality in these different populations.
Did he say something bad?
I think he did. Can we say that? The FCC listening? I
don't know. Father Guido Sarducci.
I don't know. I just included that cut because I liked his accent.
That was good, yeah.
And he sounded very, very knowledgeable and very learned.
How do you take your coffee?
like my men.
I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my men.
Yeah, Airplane, that one of the funniest
girl
movies.
Was hilarious.
So, Dr. Joe, can you verify that coffee is good for you? And if so, why?
I will give you the pros and the cons. Now,
okay,
coffee is a diuretic, which means it makes you pee.
Okay.
And so if you drink a lot of coffee, you're going to dehydrate. Coffee is also an irritant to the bowels. It stimulates the bowels, and that's
Tell me about it.
You know about that.
I have IBS.
So
more later.
Great for you. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, hour three.
Clean up over there.
So some people say I need my coffee to go to the bathroom in the morning because it's an acid, and acid irritates the bowels, causes the bowels to contract and gets everything working. It also has caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant, and if you stimulate a nerve too much, you can actually burn out essentially the nerve, and that's why you need one cup of coffee. And the way coffee works, it blocks a chemical in your brain called adenosine. I'm going to get real technical on you boys. Your brain releases a chemical called adenosine. Adenosine is absorbed in the brain at adenosine receptor sites, and you get tired. So caffeine looks like adenosine. So it blocks up the adenosine receptor site, so you can't absorb adenosine, and so you stay awake. So coffee doesn't keep you awake. It prevents you from getting tired.
Oh,
follow that?
Okay.
There's the chemistry behind it.
That makes sense.
It's an acid, and also it's one of the most highly sprayed foods we have as far as chemicals go.
Yeah, probably.
So you're exposing yourself to a lot of chemicals if you're drinking coffee. So
can you get coffee that isn't sprayed with a ton of chemicals?
And you can. Organic.
Okay.
But then again, they're roasting the beans.
Yeah,
so
but
that's not getting
some of the chemicals
of
are heat stable. Yeah, and that's where the problem comes in.
So this thing you talk about blocking the
adenosine receptor site. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's a big word there.
But it's keeping you from sleeping.
Right. It prevents you from getting tired.
From
it doesn't really
tired.
Give you energy.
So what about a crash? What happens?
Well, eventually you will. And that's why if you took one cup of coffee, you block up the adenosine receptor sites. And then the brain says, dude, that's not acceptable. I got to rest. So it produces more adenosine receptor sites. So you need more coffee. So you start one cup, then you go to two and three and four and pots of coffee.
I drink coffee all day long.
Yeah. So your adenosine receptor sites are just blocked up.
Now, what would happen to me if I stopped drinking coffee?
You'd probably get a headache.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to come down off it. So in my first book, I actually have a chapter, and it's called Breaking the Habit. And what I tell people, if you want to come off your coffee habit, take one tablespoon of coffee every hour, if you're really bad, every half hour. And that's going to give you just enough to kind of start weaning you off. The longest it's ever taken a patient to get off has been 3 days.
How am I going to get cream in a spoonful of coffee?
Well, that's the tricky part. It's not medicinal. This is not cream and sugar. This is straight up coffee.
No, I don't do the sugar. I just like half and half in my coffee. It makes it taste, I just love that, it tastes great.
That,
Yeah, mwah, it tastes delicious.
So, but...
Okay, so I didn't know that.
So if you're going to do coffee, it needs to be organic. Organic decaf is better. But if you do regular, not commercial decaf, many times they'll use things like turpentine or formaldehyde to take the caffeine out. And there's no such thing as decaffeinated coffee. It's less caffeine than the original brand.
Okay.
So that's why if you go to one of these big fancy schmancy coffee shops and you have a cup of decaf and you say, that decaf is so much better than the stuff I make at home, their original has more caffeine. So they take a little bit out, they call it decaf. And that's why it tastes good. It still has a lot of caffeine. It's just less than the original brands.
I didn't know that.
That's a lot. And I wasn't expecting a coffee question today.
I don't know.
We have a caller with a coffee question.
Okay.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Let's, Ann in Roswell. By the way, 404-872-0750. If you would like to be on the Mark Arum Show with Tim, Shaney B., and Dr. Joe. Hi, Ann. You're on WSB.
Hi. So doctor and PAs, how much coffee... You guys are awesome. How much coffee do you have to drink before it actually stimulates the bowel? Or does it vary by weight and age?
Everybody's different. Some people can have a couple of sips and then off to the John. And other people, and again, you get used to it, so you need more and more. And I've got to mention this, coffee is an acid. When you put acid foods in your body has to neutralize the acid. The body uses calcium as its primary neutralizing agent. So the more acid food you drink, you're sucking calcium out of your bones and your blood to neutralize the acids. So many reasons not to drink coffee.
So you could take a calcium supplement and counteract that.
Well, you'd have to be careful with the type of calcium supplement.
All these rules.
I know.
Can't you just do what you want?
Do what you want.
We're all going to die anyway.
Yeah, what's the difference? My coffee you guys drink, you're going to live forever. Right. So.
And I can tell you that this morning on my way to work with all the traffic, it did not take very much coffee to stimulate the bowels.
There you go. That's nice to know.
And I had to stop at a BP for a BM.
Yeah. We're going to get you Depends now, so just solve a lot of problems.
You know, that would have helped me today.
We want you to have happy bowels.
Yes.
I want to have happy bowel syndrome. Too irritable.
No, you know what happened to me this morning?
Thank you, Ann. We better let this one go.
I got to take a little side.
She hung up.
You got to take a what?
Listen. This morning, I go through the drive-thru of one of those real fancy-schmancy coffee places.
Yes, uh-huh.
They don't advertise in the station, but I'm not going to smash them. Anyway, so I go through there, and this coffee place has the flimsiest cups in the history of coffee cups. They're like paper, and they got thinner in the last couple of years, so I always get it double-cupped. The guy didn't put the lid on it. He hands it to me, and I grab it, you know, do the thing with the lid on the finger, and it's scalding hot, and I just unleashed a barrage of profanity through the window going into the coffee shop, and I got a free coffee out of it. But you know, I go to Dunkin' Donuts, their coffee lids and their coffee cups are sturdy and solid. You can put them right in your car. McDonald's is the same. Racetrack, all these places, they have those nice styrofoam cups, and you get these flimsy cups. So that's my complaint for the day.
That's all right. You can whine. Go ahead.
I am whining. I'm kvetching.
Kvetching. You know the word kvetch? That's nice.
Yes.
I don't know. You know, do you go to coffee places at all?
I haven't had a cup of coffee in.
Oh, who am I asking?
30 or 40 years.
Really? So. I have not had a cup of coffee. What about tea? No tea?
Tea I drink. But I can't do caffeine. I get a headache if I do any caffeine, so I can't do caffeine.
Yeah, if you're not used to it, it kind of wreaks havoc on you.
Is green tea good for you?
Green tea is good. It has something called EGCG, which is a wonderful antioxidant. Mm-hmm.
That's a bar in New York.
Yeah,
EGCGs?
I went there.
Yeah, okay, that's CBGBs. Rondi and... Yes, uh-huh.
Oh,
that's
yes.
right. Uh-huh.
Well, I want to know what the best place in Atlanta... I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
That's okay. Go on.
I want to know what the best place is...
After you.
Sure, it's very important to you. No, I want to know where to get a good cup of coffee in Atlanta that's not a chain, okay? I know of a couple specific places. There's a good place on Edgewood.
A lot of good stuff on Edgewood.
Yellow Chrome. Yeah, a lot of good restaurants down there.
A lot of good vegetarian restaurants.
One that keeps getting a car ramming into it every couple of weeks. And a matzah. I feel bad for them. That pizza place, it's delicious. But no, I go to Chrome Yellow. You get a good cup of coffee there. There's Octane. But where do you out there, where do you go get your coffee? Where can you get a decent cup of coffee? You're not paying a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And flavor tastes good. I would like to know that. What about you, Shani B?
Look, for me, I am a drink coffee at home type, but my coffee is Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I like medium roast coffee, and Dunkin' Donuts is always a medium roast, unless you get their Colombian, mm-hmm. you know, other stuff. But the regular coffee is a medium roast. I used to roast my own coffee beans. A friend of mine, when I lived down in Florida, actually it was a kind of a group of us, we would order these huge burlap sacks from Costa Rica, and we would get raw coffee beans, and they were pea berry. Which are a little bit smaller than a regular coffee bean.
But they're green, right?
They're green.
Okay.
Smell like hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we would roast them in a little popcorn popper. You had to do it outside because it smelled like you were burning yard waste.
Huh.
Smoke, and it was a mess. Made the most amazing coffee.
Well, learning so much about each other. This is good guy time tonight.
I like this. Yeah. This is guy talk, right?
Yeah, yes.
Guys roast their own coffee.
Hanging out.
Maybe Mark Aram will start doing some guy talk.
I used to make donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. I was a baker at Dunkin' Donuts.
I used to roast my own almonds.
There you go, see?
Wow. I used to roast my own coffee.
All right, more coffee talk when we come back. The Mark Aram Show on WSB.
The discoveries continue.
Oh, welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. We are filling in for you tonight, the Tim and Shani B experiment, joined tonight by Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe, what time is your show on Sundays?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I do 6 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. I do the public affairs show, and then 7 to 9 live Sunday nights. So, and I covered last night for Mark, had a great time. Listeners were just spectacular. I can't thank you. And so many calls I got from the listeners. So if you're listening and you listened last night, thank you guys. I really appreciate all that.
I mean, you were walking by the studio. We've asked you 800 questions. You walk through this building, you get stopped by everybody.
Yeah.
Well, hey, my elbow hurts, Dr. Joe.
Oh, I was told that when I first started working here, they said, now you think it's cute? It was Kelly McCoy told me this. He says, now you think it's cute, but I promise you. He says, eventually you're not going to get from your car to the studio without people. And let me ask you about this. And I don't mind it. I really don't.
When are you going to bring your table in and start adjusting people?
Actually soon.
Really?
We're actually talking about that, about actually seeing patients here in the studio.
Ooh,
we got permission from HR. So we're going to do a lunch and learn for the staff first.
Cool.
And then I'm going to send one of my doctors down and actually start seeing people right here in the studio because there's so many people here that need care.
I want to be a volunteer.
You'll volunteer for that?
Okay. Anything you get, yeah.
I'm going to send Dr. Kat Walter down to be my doctor here. She's wonderful. To love her, so
you can bring them in. The coffee's free here.
The coffee is free. That's right.
Yeah, high quality as well.
It's high quality something. 404-872-0750 toll free 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're here till 9 o'clock, talking to you. Hey, David and Tucker, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, finished my first colon exam today, and everything is a-okay. So, I recommend that people get that done. A lot of people have told me all these awful things, and mine went just fine. No major problems at all.
Did you have to drink all that stuff last night?
Yeah, but...
Oh, it's horrible.
No. For me, it wasn't horrible, but then again, my sense of taste is kind of whacked anyway.
Oh.
I just picked up a slight chalk and saline taste from it, although trying to drink a gallon of that stuff literally is rather intimidating.
Yes, it was. I had the same process done a couple of years ago. It's just it's amazing how much that you have to drink. And then what happens to you afterwards, speaking of spastic colon?
Woo!
Well, let's just say I did not go on a great journey. I was pretty much a stay-at-home guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Like stay in one or two rooms, guys.
Yeah, right. One, preferably, yeah.
Oh, hey, we got the music going. Did you want to say something about acid in coffee?
Yeah, I had a question because the doctor mentioned the acid in coffee. I know that the UK is the only place that doesn't have a high case of esophageal cancer because they are the only people who put milk in their tea. Wondered if coffee contributes to any kind of throat cancers. Because of the acid.
We will answer that on the other side of the news break. How's that for a tease? Back with more on WSB.
Yeah. Might trouble you for a cup of strong black coffee.
Yes, please. Hey, this is Tim and Shaney B, and it's The Experiment, and we're filling in for Mark Arum tonight, joined by Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hello, boys and girls.
Didn't you used to play for the Yankees?
No, Phil Esposito played for the Bruins and then the Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And it was great because I played hockey at the time, and I had Esposito on the back of my shirt, and I was like, ooh. I wasn't him, but I had a good name.
So. Close enough, right?
Yeah, awesome. That's right.
Yeah, awesome. We've been talking about coffee.
Yeah. It's coffee talk.
Coffee
today
talk
on the Mark Arum show.
Coffee is good for you in small doses and done properly, and you have to get the right roast and you have to get the right beans. We put it out to you to where you guys find your coffee, or if you make it at home. Got a question for you, but I think we got a caller or two. I got a very important question for you.
All right, I'll be here.
All right.
I'll sit on it
the edge
until,
of my seat.
I'll sit on it until I find out.
Yeah, sit on it until you find out. 404-872-0750. Toll free 1-800-WSB-TALK. We are asking you about where you go for your Joe. But besides the chains, you know, there's a lot of the little cool independent
places. We want to do the mom-and-pop shops.
We live in a great city where there's all sorts of pop-up shops developing and opening up and, you know, custom blend places, so... Tell us.
All right, Jared in Cartersville. We're going to start with you on WSB. Go ahead, Jared.
I was just curious. I know a number of years ago, I saw some advertisements or websites or articles about this bulletproof coffee. It's called Bulletproof Coffee. And it's some sort of blended mixture of a coffee roast and like some brain octane supplement. And I think they use like a stick of butter, unsalted butter, and they blend it all together and make this coffee blend with it.
Yes.
I was just curious if Dr. Joe knew anything about that or
do.
Heard about it or knows.
Yes. Yeah, well, what happens is we got to really cut the sugars out of our diet. And when you put fat in a diet, it makes you feel full. And if it's a good fat, then we're in good shape. So if you're going to do butter, it's got to be organic butter, or else you're going to get a lot of steroids, hormones, chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, tranquilizers, genetically modified foods. And we don't want that. You can also use organic coconut oil. And you put it in there. And what that does is the coconut oil has something called medium-chain fatty acids in it. Medium-chain fatty acids are good for your immune system. And it creates ketones. And ketones are fuel for the brain. So there is some actual...
And you have to emulsify it in the coffee, right?
Yeah, you got to melt it. Yeah. And there's some logic behind it. Again, I'm not a big coffee fan. But if you're going to do it, make sure you do an organic butter or organic coconut oil. And you get the ketones, which will then make... brain fuel.
I've been reading a lot now. There's an attack on the coconut oil. Like doctors are saying, don't use it. I don't know if that's true or not.
One study came out saying that it increases your low density lipoproteins, which is your bad cholesterol, and so you shouldn't do it. Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. You can't just say if I have high LDLs. Because the way the body works is your liver produces cholesterol. It's utilized to make your sex hormones and your cells and everything. And then it gets recycled back into the liver.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a healthy liver, it's going to recycle it. If you don't have a healthy liver, you need to get a healthy liver. And that's the whole point of that.
And you get that at Walmart?
You get it at Walmart. All they have them on sale, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Thanks for the call, Jared. 404-872-0750. Greg in Atlanta, you're on with Tim, Shaney B., Dr. Joe, and the whole gang.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
Great. Hey, look, we actually own a roastery in Duluth, Georgia. We've been roasting coffee for about 10 years. And you had mentioned about decaf coffee. There is a process called Swiss water.
Yes.
And it actually removes 99% of the caffeine out of the coffee. That's their standard.
Yeah. And the water processing, if you're going to do decaffeinated, that's the way to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it tastes great. It doesn't remove the taste of the coffee at all.
Well, I bet it would taste better than formaldehyde.
Yes.
Yeah. We actually roast our Panamanian roast. We do single origin coffee, and our Panamanian, we've had it checked. It's certified pesticide-free also.
Perfect. There
so
you
that's
go.
Cool. So yeah. After you roast it, so do you distribute it to coffee houses or?
We have coffee shops. We have a lot of churches that roast our coffee and brew it as their coffee on Sunday. We ship coffee all over the United States. We brew for several large conferences that are at the Duluth Arena, the Infinite Energy Arena. So it's kind of spreading like that for us. But
well, that's great. I loved roasting my own coffee, and the first week. I mean, you just because usually when you buy coffee, you know, everybody thinks, well, fresh ground is the way to go. Well, yeah, that's good. But it's really, how long has it been since it's been roasted? You figure been roasted, it's been sitting on a truck, it's been in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oxidation occurs, it breaks down, any good nutrients are broken down with the oxidation.
Yeah. We use French press in our house, so we always get the beans, and I want to find out where this is so I can get somebody's beans.
Yeah,
Send me an email.
We ship coffee all over, even out to California, and they're getting it within 7 to 14 days of roast. And so we really roast to ship, and it's really, the fresher the roast, the better. The lighter the roast, the more flavor, the more caffeine. A lot of people believe the dark roast, but that's really not true. You roast out the flavor in the coffee, you roast out the caffeine, and so the lighter the roast, the better the coffee.
Oh, very I didn't good. Know that.
Hey, thanks for the call, Greg.
We're
going to go up to up to Duluth.
He's giving you a finger over there.
Not that finger.
Okay, he's just pointing a finger.
I'm just pointing the finger. No, here's another thing I just thought about. You know the cold brew?
Yes.
When they do the cold brew, now I love the taste of it. Mm-hmm. The thing about it tastes so good because they remove a lot of the acid. In fact, most of the acid is removed from the coffee. There's a place over in Avondale Estates called Banjo, and when I get their coffee, I microwave it, of course, because I don't like it cold. But you don't like microwaves?
It's a whole nother. How much time we got?
All right. Well, for this case, I microwave it. But the cold brew is a decent way to get the coffee. And then you have all the grounds left, which makes me want to ask this question: are coffee enemas good for you?
How did that go from that cold brew to coffee enemas?
Well, you want it cold.
You want it cold.
You don't want it hot.
That's true. You don't want it hot.
Because
right,
they use the grounds, right?
Yeah, and you could use the term fill it to the rim with brim.
Oh, God.
Can I say that on radio?
You can. You just did. And okay. In fact, they don't use decaf.
Just hold the cream.
No, I've always wondered about that.
Enema. There is a medicinal benefit to coffee enemas. If you're going to do it, because what happens is when coffee gets absorbed when you do it in enema form, it causes your gallbladder to contract really hard.
I don't have a gallbladder.
Well, it'll cause your liver to start dumping out bile.
Okay.
And when that happens, it can actually clean out liver and gallbladder. You got to be careful with it because you have a diseased gallbladder, it can cause problems. But if you have a relatively functioning gallbladder, coffee enemas are really a good way to clean out your liver and your gallbladder. But you want to make sure it's organic and make sure it's cold, of course, or cool. And you do 1 cup brewed coffee to 1 cup water. You don't do it straight up.
You go have somebody do it for you. You don't want to do it at home.
Well, you probably do want to do it at home because who would do that for you? What kind of friends do you have?
Don't look at me.
Yeah. I'm talking about there's got to be a clinic where you can go get that done. And you're talking about, hey, honey, I'm ready for my enema.
I just thought you just hiked your legs up in the air and got your Mr. Coffee just in the right spot.
Mm-hmm, right, yeah.
Joe DiMaggio comes to your house
Only old people know that,
I know,
that reference.
I'm an old
okay.
guy.
You get the old reference to Joe DiMaggio on coffee. So.
Got another call? We could pivot
I
now.
I think it's time.
Time to pivot.
<Da-dum-dum>.
Have you had a coffee enema? Please call 404-720-0750.
I actually have.
Okay. You feel better after.
Tell you what, don't do it at night because you cannot stay awake. You cannot sleep because that caffeine, you think coffee gets you high orally? It'll wake you up, man.
I was going to ask if it put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Daryl in Atlanta, you are up next on the Mark Arum Show.
How are you doing? I'm kind of amazed that you're talking about drinking coffee because doesn't Dr. Joe tell everyone not to drink coffee for everything? But maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. It's one of my seven deadly sins. But I have to negotiate with these.
I want to know.
Yes.
You know,
have a cup of coffee because everyone's got to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, I don't, so where? Yes.
Anyway,
Dr. Joe has an angel on his shoulder and two devils on his other
shoulder.
Yeah, that's
right.
That would be Tim and me.
When no one's around, Okay. No, I don't think you should do coffee. But what I always tell people is, and I'll negotiate with you on just about everything. I'm a realist. I understand you're not going to be as crazy as I am. If you're going to do coffee, it's got to be organic. It's just that simple. Or pesticide-free, as our friend said.
He's pretty reasonable with that.
Yeah.
So talk about coffee shops.
Okay, coffee shops. Probably one of my favorites down in Midtown. Or they've got a couple locations now. Octane Coffee. They do a lot of French brewing on the coffee.
It's good.
The regular coffee or espressos. They really take their time and make sure machines set up right and everything. They also do now brew their own. They roast their own coffee. They do sell it also at Sublime Donut. And you were talking about cold coffee. Have you ever the nitro brewed cold coffee?
Oh, that is Stumptown Nitro Brew that comes in the can. I've had that. That's delicious. And I've had the Banjo.
I can't contribute to what these coffees taste like. So
they add the nitrogen to it. But Daryl, go ahead and explain why it's so good.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that Sublime does it fresh nitro brewed coffee, like right there. So it's not bottled or anything, which is pretty nice.
And they
use the Octane coffee bean too at that location. So
it removes some of the bitterness from the coffee, and it gives it a creamy flavor without putting cream into it.
Oh.
I drink Americano, so I'm a little, more espresso water type.
Right.
So and there's also another bean, which is Atlanta Roaster Counterculture. They have it used to be called Toscano, but it's now called Big Trouble. They changed the name, and that is, if you like a chocolate flavor, that is a amazing coffee bean.
Now that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That sounds better than the chocolate you snort.
What Atlanta needs, though, is late night coffee places, and I'm willing to hear about those. That's what I'm.
Waffle
like.
House doesn't
and
count.
That's it. It's Waffle House.
Yeah,
R. Thomas, right up the street. R. Thomas Grill. They're open 24 hours a day, and they have amazing coffees and teas.
They do.
Their coffee's okay. We go there every once in a while. But as far as that actual coffee shop,
you're right. I'm like surprised that they're not, because the types of people that like to go to coffee houses
night
are usually younger, and they're going to be up all night anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cigarettes and coffee, man. That's a combination.
Now, if you had a late night place where there's no kids and then the owners were cool, you could maybe have a cigarette and half of it or whatever. That'd be the place where the night owls are up all night doing their cramming for, studying or going after a show. I remember doing that, but we had to go to Perkins.
Yeah, there are just no, and no bars that have a lot of good coffee.
No, bars is the worst place to go for coffee. Mm. And they get mad at you if you ask them to make it, and then you get it in a glass.
And it's Sanka.
Yeah.
Sanka.
That'll show you.
Have you ever had what they call Greek Nescafe? The Greeks call it Nescafe, and I used to think of it as the old Nescafe we used to buy in the jug. And I was overseas in my uncle's place, and the secretary said, "You want a cup of Nescafe?" And I went, "Yeah, if that's all I can get."
Yeah, they served it in a globe.
This was actually Greek coffee, and it had like a 1-inch layer of mud on the top, and then as it sank down to the bottom, then it was ready to drink. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
See, I want to try that.
And they serve it at Kaima. You ask for the Greek coffee.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, give me the Greek coffee.
Daryl, you are the go-to guy for coffee places in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's the guy.
We want to go into business with you with this late-night coffee.
I have real espresso machines in my house. I buy the Mazarco or La Cimbali and have full bank espresso machines in my house. So
that's some serious stuff.
Wow.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call, Daryl. Thanks for calling in today. And you're going to have a good, speedy morning with all your coffee. 404-872-0750. You had talked about the French press.
Yes.
Did you know that is the best way to brew your coffee?
I figured it was. It's really tasty. You keep the oil.
Yeah, the French press. I had, now you'll have to Google it.
Is it the French fake press?
It's called the Santos. That's the name, the brand, Santos. Okay. Bodum electric vacuum coffee maker. Weirdest thing you've ever seen. It brews the most amazing coffee. And so when I was all about roasting my own beans, that's what I would brew it in. It was very similar to a French press, but it was this electric vacuum process. Watch a video of it on YouTube. It's the most amazing little science kit you've ever seen.
What about percolating? Remember percolating?
Any aluminum pots?
That was the worst way, because you burn your coffee.
You do.
You way overcook it. The other thing, too, your coffee filters.
Oh, yeah. Use the gold ones, right?
Those little brown, the recycled paper, the brown stuff. That's better. The white makes your coffee taste bitter.
And has bleach in it too, the white ones.
And the bleach. So either go with the brown or the wire mesh kind.
Okay.
Just a little tip from Shaney B. No extra cost.
You've been listening to Coffee Talk on the Mark Arum Show on WSB.
Now we're going to have a cigarette.
We'll be back.
Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. We are filling in for Mark this week. Well, just today. I wish it was every night. We're having so much
fun. This is fun, yes.
Well, if he wins the World Series of Poker, we might be able to
This will be our regular time slot.
Rooting for you, Mark. I'm Tim Andrews from the Von Hessler Doctrine. You can hear that Monday through Friday from 11 to 1.
And I'm Shaney B. from the Herman Cain Show, weekdays 9 to 11 on WSB.
And who am I? Oh, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. That's right. Yes.
You're just some guy that wandered in. Dr. Joe, he's got his own show.
I do Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock and Sunday nights from 7 to 9 live. So you can call in my show.
And you can talk about more than just coffee, which we've been talking about.
Uh-huh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way, to all the callers who, you know, I wrote down all those places that Daryl was talking about. So,
yes.
He had quite the list.
He did.
I'm curious. And, you know, while you're making a list, you should write down a list of where Dr. Joe's offices are located.
Well, yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, I can do that. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge.
Stockbridge is your new one.
Stockbridge is the newest one. Yes, you are correct. Very good.
Look at that.
And I'm a chiropractor, if you don't know that. I'm a chiropractor. I'm board certified in chiropractic, orthopedics, pain management, double board certified in nutrition. And we love new patients. We get patients from all over the world. My show is heard coast to coast and around the world. So we get patients from all over. And if you have a health issue, we would be more than happy to help you. Go to my website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe with the number one Dr. Joe in the world.
I couldn't figure out how to spell Esposito.
Yes, you got me eating vegetables and Hillary. It was so great. That's why I was able to be so energetic on the campaign.
That's it right there, brother.
But Monica sent me a thank you letter, as a matter of fact. Because of that, I got Bill eating
asparagus.
Wait, what?
Or celery? Isn't it celery?
It's one or the other. Okay. Whatever's long and stocky.
There you go.
What is recommended
for?
Aphrodisiacs. What would make Monica happy?
Oh my gosh! Now we're running out of time. I could do. You know what? We got to come back. I will do a whole show, nothing but on aphrodisiacs. How about that?
Okay.
I want to do that. So the next time we're doing a show, the next experiment. I want Dr. Joe Esposito on that show.
I vote yes.
Aphrodisiacs.
Aphrodisiacs. And they are real. There are certain foods that really are aphrodisiacs.
Spanish fly.
Well,
we got like 5 seconds here.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Mark will be back on Friday.